What's up, guys? Welcome to episode dose number 2 of the J. Wright Audio Experience. I want to say thank you guys for listening. Right now in the background, what you're hearing is Mary Had a Little Lamb, I'm pretty sure. Right now, the J. Wright Audio Experience is being recorded live in front of a studio audience, which just consists of my son. He's 2, and he loves his baby bum, and I love him. So if you're gonna stay tuned and keep listening, you're gonna hear a lot of like background noise, because I like to be around my son. He's my sole motivation. When I look at him, I named him Brighton, and that's because he brightens up my life, man. I mean, point blank period. Every time I get, you know, I look at my son, I get goosebumps, I get happy, I get inspired, I get motivated, I get geeked, dude. I mean, just to live life and to be a better person every day, it's a fantastic feeling. I don't understand why a lot of people, aka men, don't want to be a father to their children. It's something that baffles me the fuck out of me, dude. Like, the greatest job, most rewarding, and the wealthiest job I've ever had was being a dad. I've been a dad for 2 years. Yeah. Some people are going to be very, yeah, all over that whole statement. Oh, it's only 2. You still got da 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 da. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Like, I have siblings. I have a lot of cousins. We're family. We're close. I've helped raise them. They help being in my life. I help being in their life. You know what I mean? So, yes, I know what it's like to raise a child, especially with, like, when you have a little brother that you raise from infancy all the way to adulthood. Yeah, you know what I mean? You pat yourself on the back. And then when you have your actual child, you know exactly what to do. And that's one of the reasons why I say this is a great job. I mean, it's just learning, because every kid's different. Every kid's completely different. No kid's one and the same. Like, my kid just turned 2 not too long ago and finally started learning to walk. I was nervous, people. I was sweating bullets. You could see the sweat beads everywhere. And I'm bald, so you could definitely see that. Oh, my God, it was horrible. Yeah, like what I was saying, every kid's different. And you just kind of go at the beat of their drum. I mean, but, you know, the kid or kids will really teach you a lot about yourself. You know, a lot of us, and especially, you know, being in my generational gap of like 20 to almost like, you know, the late 20s to early 30s, we, you know, as a group have a chip on our shoulder, like, you know, we have the answers, we always know what we're, you know, but, you know, and we try to have a facade. Some people have a reputation, however you want to call it, you know. But the most gangster thing I think you can do right now is broadcast in front of the world while you got like nursery rhymes going on in the background of your podcast, so your son can enjoy himself while you, you know, take care of your business so he can take care of his business. You know, he loves his cartoons. You know, back in the day, I remember, you know, Animaniacs, you know what I mean, Looney Tunes. I mean, dude, it's just, yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, it's like reliving a life you once had. And this time, you know, you're the captain. You're directing this movie. You're leading the ship. I mean, it's fantastic. I wouldn't have it any other way, people. I mean, I try to keep it as real as possible. Like, most people want to get it, like, to be perfect, and they have to find a room that's quiet. So you can literally just think and just talk, and no, I'm cool. I'll have nursery rhymes in the back of my podcast any day, especially on episode 2 of the J. Wright Audio Experience. This is an audio experience, people, so what you're hearing is all live. I mean, like, look, like, I just bring it to you raw, real, and keeping it at 100. I'm babysitting myself, you know. Literally, I'm babysitting myself. He's taking care of himself. I'm just watching myself now, like, just try to become a better person. Do you know, like, with everyday positivity, grind, understanding, perspective, all that good stuff. You know, you're babysitting yourself, people. Understand that you're an adult now. So you got to do what's right for you and what's right for your kid. If you have a kid, if you don't have a kid, you know what I mean? You have to do what's right for your life and live your best life. So that's what I say. Live your best life. You know, you're not only babysitting the people around you, you're also babysitting yourself. You know, my kid's watching himself right now, so he's a G. He doesn't need my help, but I love him, you know. A few other things on the agenda. What else should we talk about, you know? I mean, I'm getting back into, like, health and fitness. That's something that's been really on my mind lately. I just bought, what is this? Garden of Life. Raw protein and greens. Shout out to Garden of Life. Raw protein and greens. The organic plant formula. If you ain't know, you better find out real quick. Because they do some really serious work with each one of their blends. I mean, they put a lot of heart and soul into it and put a lot of good, like, nutrition into your body. You know, they really scour, find these, you know, products to put, you know, into one single unit to give to you so you can benefit from, you know, superfoods. I love superfoods. For a lot of you that don't know, Jarrett, aka Mr. Wright, J. Wright of the J. Wright Audio Experience, used to be a pretty big guy. I was big as hell. And especially at the time, I was about 5'6", and being 5'6" and big as hell, man, it was just horrible. You just looked like a life-size bowling ball walking down the sidewalk. It's terrible. Just huge for no reason. But you know what? I had humor, so I won with that in that department. I mean, people could call me fat, but I kind of threw it back in their face. Like, that's it. That was all. I expected more. I expected more. I thought you'd have a better fat joke than that. I mean, and then I would go on and just destroy them. And then I learned, you know, the benefits of health and fitness and wellness and, you know, what I put in my body and how much sleep I should get. And, I mean, I was off to the races. And the secret I, you know, discovered a long time ago, you know, I kept it as primal as possible. I'd ask myself, you know, what is it that, you know, we really need? And that's just, you know, the basic vitamins, minerals, superfoods, all that stuff that we were really meant to be ingesting and putting in our body. I just reverse engineered it, and man, I had very quick, fast results. I didn't really want quick, fast results because I'm the type of person who loves the progress and the process of things. But look, I got addicted to it because it was fast. It showed me results, and I was more addicted to showing off the results to people. Not for my own personal gain, but for them, because they got to see somebody that they knew in real time, you know, lose a lot of weight. And it made them think, like, dude, if this person could do it, I could do it. I know this person. I've known this person. I hang out with this person on the regular. And literally, all of a sudden, almost overnight, they're just a whole different spiel. They got confidence, that's that, and the third. I want that. So I was excited just to show them what I did, so they could feel the same way I felt, you know, and then hopefully they would take that on and, you know, show somebody else and, you know, have a snowball effect. So I say with anything you do, especially in health and fitness, just try to be mindful to, like, what's beneficial for you. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has a different body makeup, body chemistry. Some people need a lot more protein than others. Some people need a lot more carbs than other people need more nourishment than others. Some people have, like, conditioned themselves not to just eat, you know. Some people have to fast in the middle of, you know, a workout. Like, I totally understand what that's all about. So, like, you just gotta figure out what's best for you. Be practical. Be truthful. Be honest with yourself. and have the people around you closest always 100% be practical and honest with you, so you can understand how, you know, how life around you operates, what's going to be the best way for you to live your best life. You know, stop obsessing about the opinions of others, the wants of others. Do you, man, the best way you know how, but be a positive force when you do it, especially in life and also in fitness. I'm kind of getting off point, but I get kind of like tunnel vision-y with this kind of stuff. When I start talking, I'm just kind of going on a rant about just life in general. Yeah. So, you know, that's just a few couple thoughts I have on just wellness and fitness. Quick tip. If you're really trying to lose weight, if you're really trying to lose weight fast, I suggest you do three things. Number one, go to the gym. And when I say go to the gym, I mean, you don't have to go to like a physical gym. You can bring the gym home. Like, for instance, how I started losing weight was I bought the Insanity program by Sean T. Shout out Sean T. You know what I mean? But look, I started doing the cardio Insanity program and I stuck to it for the, 2 months. I said, you know what? I'm better than 2 months. I'm greater than 2 months. You know, I've been on this earth at that point in my life about like almost 20 something years at that point. So I was like, I've survived 20 years. What's two more months of just hard work if there's something really great on the other side? So I started the Insanity program. And I did the both sides, you know, set side one, side two, you know what I mean? Like, they have multiple DVDs. You got a season one kind of thing and season two kind of thing. I did all that shit. Started seeing a lot of, you know, I saw results. Right? Not right away, but I saw progressive results and I was happy about it. But I, you know, at the time, I wanted more. I was one of those kind of people in a sense a little bit. So I wanted a little bit more. I wanted a little, you know, I was trying to please other people, which was toxic at the time. I didn't realize it. But I wanted more. And so I had to figure out how I could streamline the process a little bit. So what I did was I literally went, got a membership to my local gym and made sure that I was going to sign up for this membership that, you know, they had a sauna attachment in their gym, you know. I believe, you know, I did research and I've come to figure out that, you know, the reason why a lot of us don't lose weight in the places that we want to lose weight is because those areas don't have the best circulation, you know. So what I did was when I would go into the sauna, I would work on breathing techniques. I would breathe and I would work and work on my breaths, like my, you know, the circulation throughout the course of my body. You know, I was trying to open up airwaves. I was literally trying to have all the toxins stripped from my body, simultaneously strengthening my whole circulatory system. And lastly, this one benefited my life overall 100%. This was my favorite little life hack. Bike everywhere. Not like a motorcycle. Nothing with a motor. I'm talking about original biking. And I'm not even talking about like BMXing. I'm talking about, you know, like commuting biking. Basically using your bicycle to get you from point A to point B. I mean, you know, it's crazy to realize that you get places faster on your bicycle than you do in your car. You don't have to stop for traffic and all that other stuff. I mean, it's wise to be practice complete safety, wear a helmet, all that good stuff. Shout out to people who wear helmets. I do too. Safety first. I want to be here for the long haul. So I'm not going to get taken out by some chump. I promise you that. I'm not going to be played like a sucker. Not boo-boo the fool. But I found little trails. Where there weren't vehicles and clogged traffic areas and just trails that cut completely throughout the city. And it was just crazy when you discover your, you know, I mean, it's all crazy when you discover there's so many little gems hidden around your own town that you didn't even realize it when you're a commuter, you know. And on top of that, it saved me thousands in just car expenses. I've had my car for almost 10 years and I'm just hitting 60,000 miles now. That's because, dude, I bike everywhere. I don't use my car for much. When I do, it's to go long distances to do stand-up comedy or whatever it is else that I do. Shout out to comics. Shout out to every comedian that there ever was and every comedian that there ever will be and all the present-day comedians. Shout out to all of them. And I want you guys... really soon, I hope to be able to let you know when I'm going to be performing live, and you guys can see me live and talk shit, you know, talk about things I find absurd about life and just in general. Man, I really feel like I could go on a rant for like the next 3 years. Without stopping, just telling you guys just what's going on in my head. But, you know, that wouldn't be good for episode 3. I mean, that would never be in episode 3 because it'd be the longest running episode 2 in history. But hey, I'd win an award for that. Guinness Book, what's up? Let them know. I'm just saying. But I want you guys, like, hit that subscribe button. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the J. Wright Audio Experience. I'm going to wrap it up just because my son is starting to look a little disgruntled, and I really want to just kind of hang out with him for some time and just, like, you know, chill with my boy. And I'm glad that you guys were able to sit down and let me be your escapism. If this has brought you any value, please just direct it to your next, you know, fellow man. Word of mouth is everything. That's how we all get along on this rock, you know what I mean? We're all on this rock together just trying to survive. So word of mouth is everything. Please let everyone you know about the J. Wright Audio Experience. And like I said, if this has brought you value, hit it. Let me know. Put some questions, comments, and concerns so I can... you know, even some suggestions. What do you guys want to hear on the J. Wright Audio Experience? Because I'll give it to you. 100%. I'll give it to you. I mean, if you want 100% honesty, if you need some feedback, if you need some advice, if you just need just to hear, like, look, I need somebody just to listen. I'm here to listen. You know what I mean? I'm here for you. You know what I mean? That's just what we do. J. Wright Nation, you know what I mean? Or should I call it the Wright Nation? I like Wright Nation. Wright Nation sounds dope. J. Wright Nation sounds just a force. Sounds too much. But, you know, with longevity, and I mean, because this is going to, I'm planning on a billion episodes, so strap in, prepare yourselves. We got a long way to go, people. And I got a lot on my mind to talk about. So, with that being said, I'm about to sign off. I love you guys. Like I said, let us know in the comments. Let us know. Hit me up on Facebook, Jarrett Robinson, J-A-I-R-I-T-E, Robinson. If you don't know how to spell Robinson, hit yourself in the face with a brick. Twice, please. Thank you. Come and check us out again. I can't wait to see you guys on the next episode. Episode 3 of the J. Wright Audio Experience. We'll see you soon.